One night I had the 8-12 watch, and I was watching the radar, and saw a fuzzy target on the radar. Not like it was a real ship, like almost like a ghost. And it was there was no stars out that night or anything. And whatever this thing was gonna probably pass by about half a mile away. But maybe it's some kind of rainstorm or something. You know. But when we got closer to it, and I see it, it was an iceberg, a big one. I mean, it was bigger than an aircraft carrier. So I called the captain, and he got the radio operator up, and we sent out a message to the Coast Guard that there was an iceberg there, because at that time they routinely sent out an ice report every day that the radio operator got by Morse code and kept track of all these icebergs. Then on another trip on the way back from there, we decided to come home over the top of England and Scotland through Pentland Firth, because the weather down in the Atlantic didn't look too good. Well, we was steaming along, and all of a sudden there was a lot of ice in the water, like pancake ice. Wasn't nothing you could call an iceberg. But it just kept getting more of it and more of it and more of it. And we were a 20-knot ship, and we was making turns for 20 knots, but we was only doing 12 pushing through the ice. So we kept going, and some of them started to get little big, so we were staring around the bigger ones, but came out of it after a few miles, and it was back to just plain water again. But
how did you feel in those moments where either you were dealing with icebergs or thick ice or heavy rolling, or what was on your mind in those moments?
Well, it's all pretty exciting, and you know, when you're young, you're looking for adventure anyhow, yeah. But also on one of those trips when we was coming back from on the Staghound, which was an identical container ship to the Lightning, all three of those container ships were pretty much the same. We was in a pretty rough weather at night, and all of a sudden, the lookout was just outside the wheelhouse door. There was a little protected area there. And we took a roll, and he lost his grip, and he slid down the side of the boat, of the bridge wing. Those bridge wings were probably about 30 feet from the wheelhouse to the edge of them. And when you take a 40-degree roll, that's quite a slide, you know, and so you've got some momentum going when you hit something, and hopefully you hit something that's you do hit something, because if you don't, you go overboard. So anyway, he was rolling around the deck out there, and I had the helmsman put the ship on the autopilot for a few seconds. For a few minutes. You don't normally put it on the autopilot in that kind of weather, but I needed some help to get him back into the wheelhouse. So we got him back into the wheelhouse, but then I took off. So I went crashing down the 30-foot slide, and right at the end of this 30-foot slide, there's an opening so that you... that gives you enough space to push off a life raft that's there. There's some chains that go across it, but there's a big gap between the chains. So I was afraid I was going to hit that, but as I went by the gyro repeater stand on the bridge wing, why, I grabbed onto it, and I hung on to that until the ship rolled back the other way, and then let myself slide back to the wheelhouse. You know, but that was pretty scary.